talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. Happy Tuesday, everybody. And we got a big show today. Got Brandon Hickey will be on here. He's on his way to the ranch, so hopefully he's got some phone signal when I get a hold of him. Lots of other things going on. It is Hay Day Tuesday. So go ahead if you want to. Text in your information. What I need is what kind of hay it is. If you're selling it by the ton or by the bale, is it round bales, square bales? What else? Can you load? Can you haul? And has it been tested? So you can. If you're not able to text in, you're more than welcome to call into the studio at 225-9697. Text line is 225-9697. Also, I need to know where it's at, what county at least, so people that are interested in buying it's not trying to, from Hollis, trying to buy hay clear up there in Woodward, stuff like that. So anyway, I do have a question for you. This Hay Day Tuesday is brought to you by the Great Plains Bank. And I have a really nice, if you're watching on Facebook, look at these gloves. They're nice. I love my pair. I stole some out of the president's office over there at Sayre one day. Anyway, I didn't rob the bank, but I got me some new gloves. Anyway, I got a pair of gloves to give away. My question, and I'll take the fifth person who sends in a message to the text line with the approximately correct answer, because there's a little variables in it. Here's your question. On alfalfa hay, when you're harvesting it during the summer, how many days is the average? How many average days between cuttings? How many average days between cuttings? Text in your answer and your name. If you just want to play, text in an answer, but don't give me your name. But anyway, that'll be good for that. Now for a rant. I usually rave, but I'm going to rant. Who in the hell in their right mind shoots a horse hunting deer? Up here in Roger Mills County, over the weekend, Sunday, somebody shot somebody's horse, a hunter, and it has identification. Let me bring that back. In a identification on the vehicle. What is wrong with people? You think hunters, you wonder what gives hunters a bad rep? Is this one bad incident like this? 95% of your hunters are good people. They're legitimate. They're safe. But there's just that one out of every 100 that just makes it bad for hunting. And I hate it. And let's see here. It was up there by Black Kettle Unit 3 on County Road 1760 and 840 in Roger Mills County. An individual shot and killed a horse on the property, on private property next to the government property. The suspect vehicle is described as a dark SUV, possibly a Jeep Compass. This vehicle is said to have a tribal tag and a large pink sticker on the rear window. If you see this vehicle, please contact Warden Tucker Blackburn at 587-497-6897, or they've got the hotline at the Wildlife Department that you can call into if you don't want to call Tucker Blackburn. But man, it's sad. I'm sorry. It's I can't imagine how the people with a horse are feeling. I got some friends that knows whose horse it was, but what the heck? I mean, it's just, I guess, I don't know. I don't get it. There's been incidents here in the last 5-10 years of cows being shot, and there's no way this horse was mistaken for a deer. And that's one of the number one rules they teach you at hunter safety is to identify your target, make sure you have a safe backdrop in the back, that you're not just shooting over the next ridge. You don't know where your bullet's going to hit. But wow. Anyway, I'm sorry to hear that for the people who own the horse, but come on. If somebody knows who this vehicle is, please, please turn them in. There's no sense in it. There's no sense in it at all. So that's my rant. My rave is happy birthday, Roy Hunt. I think you're 52 today. If I looked at that right on social media. Anyway, so happy birthday, Mr. Hunt. Hope you have a good one. Let's check out some temperatures in our listening area. 49 degrees at Hollis, 50 at Arnett, 54 at Beaver, 50 at La Homa, 48 at Sealing, and Altus, you're 49 out here in the panhandle of Texas. 54 at Lipscomb, 51 at Dozer, 49 at Wellington, Childress, you're 51, and Odell, you're 50 degrees. There. Hope everybody is having good luck. According to social media, a lot of people have downed some pretty nice bucks this year. Big ones, big boys. And still after the... still getting those does. I noticed Beckham County, your doe count's up today. So keep after those does, people. We need to, I would have never dreamed in my lifetime I'd be telling people, we need to rehome a bunch of does. Because back when I was growing up, it was, you'd get thrown in jail and hung and shot and branded and everything. If you shot a doe around here back in the day, if you weren't on the river, outside the river, man, they just wasn't a whole lot of does, but look at it now. Anyway, over at Route 66, I wanted to mention this Friday, but I wanted to make sure I had my T's crossed and my I's dotted. At Route 66 processing, this year's first year they processed deer, and I want to talk about hunters against hunger. You can actually take your deer over there, doe or buck. They'd really prefer it be gutted. And if you want to donate your meat and you're not, you don't want to process your meat, you can donate it. And they're asking for a $10 donation as long as it's gutted. And what they'll do is they'll grind it up and they're sending it out to food pantries who distribute and cook food for the homeless and the hungry and not so well to do. So anyway, that's a pretty nice deal. So they're doing that over at Route 66 at Sayre. If you shoot some deer, he said he's also had some guys that's got those deprivation tags, landowners, and they're bringing them in and donating them to this deal, which I think is a wonderful deal. So all kinds of great things going on in Western Oklahoma besides some idiot shooting a horse. Anyway, we got that. Just if you want to donate your meat, Route 66. If anybody else knows of any other deer processors in Western Oklahoma that does the same thing, please let me know. I would love to share that information with our listeners. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet happy hour break. And I'll get a hold of Brandon before he gets out of range or gets on the ranch where he doesn't have phone signal. So, speaking of Stockman's Vet, you guys probably knew on social media. I've been awful quiet about it, but Dr. Taylor had a baby vet, a little girl. Anyway, congratulations to Taylor and Blake. And make grandma's feeling a little older now that she's got another grandkid down there at Stockman's, Christy. But anyway, she's out and about, already getting back after Dr. Mouse is, or Dr. Goodman, however, I'm always going to know her by Dr. Taylor. Anyway, she had a really pretty baby vet. So anyway, it's exciting times around the Mouse household. So anyway, we'll be back right after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more. So go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
ASCO equipment may be new to Elk City, but our company is built on decades of dependable service. Whether you need sales, rentals, parts, or service, ASCO has you covered with top quality equipment brands like Case, Hitachi, and more. Stop by and visit us at our new Elk City location and see for yourself why ASCO is trusted by those who build, fuel, and feed Oklahoma. ASCO equipment, powering your projects across the Sooner State.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
I think every customer wants to be treated like they're the only customer. They want to be treated with respect. At First National Bank, every customer is important to us. Every customer does matter to us. And we try to treat each customer with respect and humanity. It doesn't matter if you have $2 million or $2, you're treated the same with respect and honesty. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Harvest Equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Now back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Well, I just pushed the wrong button on my computer. Hang on here with me a second. But nobody's ever done that. All right, Miami, Texas, here is your forecast for ag weather. 53 degrees, humidity's 43, dew point's 31. The winds are out of south at 29 miles an hour with gusts up to 33 right now. Peak wind gust today, 41 so far. 9.24 inches of rain, month-to-date precipitation, 394 minutes of sub-freezing minutes today, 8-inch soil temperature, 49 degrees. Mr. Brandon Hickey is on the phone with me now. He's headed out to the old Ponderosa. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, Jimmy. How about you?
Good. Well, earlier, I know you were visiting, but I was talking about the horse that got shot up there by probably around Roll, if I was guessing right, or by Durham, south of Durham.
Oh, gosh, I hadn't even heard yet.
Oh, yeah, somebody, I don't know how. Anyway, it just irks me. Well, there was somebody that texted in here, said, when I was a teenager, I was hunting down in eastern Oklahoma, and there was some guys that came in from out of state that shot the farmer's donkey and thought it was a mule deer. God. Them people don't need to be in the field with a gun.
They forgot their header safety training somewhere along the line.
Yeah, either that or they need to carry one of these deals that identifies animals, you know. But I hate it for those people that got their horse shot up there, and, you know, they at least got an ID on the vehicle, and that's all they got to go on. So hopefully somebody notices a black SUV with a pink sticker in the back window and turns them in. So, well, you had a couple pretty nice sales.
Yes. You know, that I heard you say Miami, Texas, 9.24 inches of rain for the month of November thus far. And what a difference that makes. I mean, this calf deal, as we expected, has just absolutely exploded. And it's pulled the big cattle up with it some, too. And we got what most people consider to be kind of a negative, or it should have been a bearish cattle on feed report there Friday, and the board went up big time yesterday and up again today. Of course, a little bit of that due to the screw worm deal that's going on with the Mexican cattle. There's probably a little bit of it to do with that. Going to be less Mexican cattle coming across the board here for a little while, border here for a little while. That probably has somewhat to do with it, but all in all, we were just playing catch up on where this thing probably should have been all along, and just looking for reasons to kind of pull it down, and they're just not, the reasons to pull it down just aren't holding. I mean, the cash price has not been following the futures board down at all. It's been staying strong and steady, and so I think we're seeing the futures boards are going to have to come back up to meet the cash price instead of the cash price going down to meet the futures board, which seems to happen more often than not. We're going to get to do the opposite this time around.
Right. Yeah. And I was looking at your deal you sent me Saturday from Elk City, and then when you sent me that one late last night, I was looking at those big ones, the big feeders, and I was like, holy, I was like, whoa, I don't want to repeat what I said, but, so let's start with Elk City Friday. You had 2004 head. What, on the boy side, what caught your attention there?
You know, I think the biggest thing was those lightweight cattle. There was still a good premium for the weaned cattle, but it was, the bigger premium was more on the bigger cattle, less of a premium on the little light cattle. Anything that on the light cattle that had a little age and a little condition to it, they was just on fire. You know, just lots of bitter activity. It kind of finally pulled over and spilled over into the heifers. You know, the heifers have kind of been lagging behind, on a bigger spread than what we're used to the last several weeks, but that kind of caught up a little bit this week. But again, those lightweight cattle, especially that had a little bit of condition, they were ready. They were ready for the cattle, and that's something that the quicker they could turn it out, the better they liked it.
Yeah, you're sitting there talking about those lighter cattle. You know, they steal 520 pounders, bringing 317.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What is that? I can guess it pretty close, but I'm gonna get an exact number because I got some picky people on the radio. That's 1648.40 ahead.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll take it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. And if you look at what the cash price did on the on the feeders and on the big cattle we had yesterday at Elk City, you know, that you take that 790 whatever pounders it was at 266.85. I mean, you know, you can kind of make that work. It's the dollars per head deal will roll up and kind of make it work. But boy, howdy, that, you know, if you're a stocker buyer, that's a lot of dollars to be putting out there on that initial investment.
What is that? Somebody was happy with those 794s. Let's see here. 794 times, what was it, 260, 250? Yeah.
Yeah.
262, whoops, man, anyway. That's a little over $2,100 a head. Is that right? Yeah, I guess so. Yep. That might even be wrong. Did I do that right? Bear with me here a second.
It was $2,100 or something dollars on that one chicken set that I was thinking about. You roll them cattle up almost $500, from a 5-weight to an 8-weight, for that 300 pounds. That'll kind of work. It'll kind of fly all right, But boy, howdy, that initial investment is something to kind of shiver at a little bit. And then you put this the high interest rates we still got on top of that. And it makes it a little unnerving. But if a guy don't get into a big health or death problem, those cattle will kind of pencil out and work at that kind of figures. But now that being said, the futures board out there, isn't sitting at 260 something, it's sitting at 240 something, and that don't work near as good. If we continue to pull this cash price up, and get it up to the levels we're at now going forward into the next year, those cattle should work all right. But, if we get back down there where the futures board is predicting we're going to be, in that 240 something level, then it's still a margin there, but boy, it gets a lot tighter in a hurry.
Yeah, it's up quite a bit today. Actually, the futures on feeders, January is 257.72, May is 257.35, and August is 261.50. So it's getting there.
Yeah. And I think that's that's what we're seeing is like I say, part of that due to the Mexican screw worm deal, but a lot of it is just the futures is just having to come up to meet the cash of what these feedlot ready cattle are bringing.
What's going on with the cows, slaughter, and the ones that are selling to take back home?
Lots of interest on the take-home replacement females. Getting a lot of calls on them. A lot of interest in replacing some females and getting some grass restocked, especially with the rains that we've had. And looks like we're going to have some sub-moisture going into spring, so with some excitement there. Haven't seen the butcher cow market jump like I thought it would yet. It hasn't taken the on upswing. I figured we'd be the packers would be a little bit shorter on cows by now. It's good, but I sure thought it would probably be considerably better than it is by now. But then there's more cows showing up than what I expected for sure, and so that's held it down just a little bit. Like I say, it's still good, but I really thought it would be back to the levels that we were in late August by now, and that hasn't materialized yet. I think it's coming, but it just hasn't got there yet.
Right, and I got a neighbor's bull. If anybody's needing one. He's probably listening like, don't you mention my name, Jimmy.
yeah. I just thought you needed a little help getting the job done, apparently.
So here's my case story for you. She was walking out of the front of the church Sunday. She blew by me like I was a vacant lot. So I made the comment. I said, there's that lady that has that cafe at the sale barn. Well, it took her about 10 steps before she just couldn't stand it. So she had to turn around. She heard me, and she turned around and come back over. Where you been, Jimmy? Like, now she's going to turn it around on me. Anyway, but it was actually a peaceful confrontation.
Oh, good.
Yeah, see, we had our Thanksgiving party here at the studio after my show Friday, so I didn't get a chance to come over, so maybe the party. Oh, you're not having a sale this Friday? You having one at Clinton?
We will have one Monday, that is correct. No sale this Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, but we will have one Monday at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, and then be back on our regular Monday-Friday schedule. I believe the last sale of the year will be December 20th, when we will have a regular sale and then finish up the evening with our replacement female sale.
Oh, cool. Yeah, have you got a bunch of good heifers or replacement females lined up already?
Yep. We'll have a lot more by sale day, but currently we've got about 40 pairs, about 100 bred heifers, and 80 bred cows is what we've got consigned to this point. We'll have a lot more by sale day. We're just getting in ready to start, get out, put the advertisements out and pick up and get our consignments for sure set nailed down on that. So we'll have a nice sale to finish up the year there, and that'll be it, December 20th at Elk City. That'll be it until we come back after the first of the year. I don't remember what the dates that we're starting back are, but we'll have time to talk about that between now and then. But we will. December 20th will be the last one for of the year for either barns.
Okay. You got anything lined up for Clinton Monday yet?
Yeah. I got two or three little nice sets of weaned cattle coming in that should be ready for wheat. Should sure enough be ready to turn out and go on. Not have to have any problems with them. One old set of middle-aged to older bred cows lined up coming in next Monday. So I'm not expecting a great big run, but should be a nice run and some really nice turnout ready cattle that we've got, and some cows that a lot of these guys are buying these middle-aged and older bred cows to put out on the wheat or maybe some of this grass that got grew up big this summer that they didn't have anything on. So we'll sure have something to offer those guys as well.
I can tell you one thing, there's a lot of winter grass out there this year.
Boy, it's early. It seems awfully early for that winter grass. I hope that stuff's not sucking all of our sub moisture, but hopefully we're still getting some of that sub moisture settled down there, and that winter grass isn't taking it all. But but yeah, you're right. The winter grass is coming, and it's early, and I don't know when we'll get cold enough to stop that from really growing, but we're probably starting to get pretty close. I figure with the last couple of days, I figure we're going to be cooling off that soil pretty quick. And of course, the amount of sunlight in the day is getting shorter and shorter every day for about three more weeks before we turn the corner and start back the other way. So that's going to prevent some of the growth to a certain degree for sure.
All right, I got a personal question for you. You ready?
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite food at Thanksgiving? What's your favorite dish?
Brisket.
Yeah, you're the man.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, I love a good smoked brisket, and I've got a brother-in-law that can flat dab smoke one. Now, I mean, he can.
Is that the one from Arnett?
No, this one lives in Edmond, actually, but he's one of them deals. He'd get up in the middle of the night to make sure that smoker is still at the right temperature and keep that thing going just right. And he puts a lot of effort into it. And, he's one of them guys, I mean, old school, thinks them Traeger pellet grills is cheating. He does it the old fashioned way, get up in the middle of the night, make sure that thing is still at the right temperature, but it's well worth it when it's done. His brisket and his pulled pork butt is unbelievable.
Man, that sounds good. You guys got any extra room?
Oh, you bet. You bet. We'll be at deer camp all the rest of this week eating really, really good. He doesn't even hunt anymore. He just cooks for us. So we'll be just come right on out, just west of Raiden, northwest of Raiden, and you'll get fed really good.
Send me a pen. and I'll come visit. How's that? I'll just come visit.
When I
show up, I'll be in my orange. I learned a lesson after church Sunday. I went in my my church clothes. I had to go over and load a tank up, water tank over there in the Red Hills, to bring back over by my place because I'm Newcomb's turning some calves out on my Truda cow. And I went over there, get ready to pull in. Bam! I was like, what the heck? And there's a big old, probably the biggest buck I've seen in a couple of years, laying in the middle of the pasture, out in the open, with a doe, and Jimmy didn't have any orange. Jimmy didn't have a rifle. Oh, I solved that problem. That won't happen again.
yep. Yep.
It
never fails if you're not prepared. The buck of the century or the hawks will show up.
Yeah, something. Oh yeah, and everybody says, "Man, where was your rifle at?" I said, "Honestly, it's the first time it's never been in that truck, and I took it out and put it in another vehicle the day before, so my nephew could use my truck to build hot wire." I paid for it. So,
yes, sir.
So you guys got some big ones spotted up there?
We do. They've at least got them on camera, you know, but it's, you know, they're all coming in at nighttime. So, you know, typical deal, there's sure some big ones out there, but whether or not you're going to get them to come in front of you while it's light enough to shoot them is the trick, you know. And if it's one of those deals, if the right doe brings them to the wrong place at the right time, they're going to be in trouble.
I have down there at Hobart Farm and Garden, down there at their store, they got some really bright spotlights down there.
Oh, Jimmy.
Well, in case you need to go look for one.
Those bright spotlights and these new fangled high powered thermal scopes is probably gonna get a lot of people in trouble.
Probably already have. I had a big heifer with her first calf, almost ready to domino down there west of Willow. Was that 3 years ago? Yeah, 3 years ago. Somebody, it was shot at night because there was a couple other cows in the neighborhood within a 3 or 4 mile range. Somebody shot them. So I figure these thermals are, I don't know. I like it because they can kill a lot more, or let me rephrase that. I shouldn't use that word on my show. Rehome a bunch more hogs and coyotes because of them. I just hope everybody uses their head and does everything, you know, the way they're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
It won't end up like this horse up there. Probably not too far from you.
Yeah. I'm sure when I get closer to the ranch, I'm gonna probably hear that story today, and it just makes me sick that guys, you know, don't pay any more attention than that and do that. But you know, our deer population must be really good though, because I think this year I have seen more dead deer on I-40 between Clinton and Sarah than I ever have in my life. I mean, they trying to cross that interstate more than ever, and man, there have been more, a lot of them getting hit. I think it used to amaze me when I'd go up to between Tulsa and Joplin and how many deer would be laying along the side of I-44 going that way. And by gosh, I believe we might have just as many on this stretch between Clinton and Sarah here on I-40 is what I've ever seen up there. It's just unbelievable.
We're going to have to start being like New Mexico and Colorado, start getting some of those bridges or underneath the tunnel under the interstates for deer to use to cross. I can see that coming. Because I read a deal yesterday, 10 point something million vehicles with deer damage in the United States last year.
Something
will give sooner or later.
Yes, sir.
Well, I want to wish your family and you a happy Thanksgiving, and I guess we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds great, Jimmy. Good to talk to you.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. All right. Let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When I come back, we'll have more news. It is Hay Day Tuesdays, and I got some prices for you and some other news in the hay commodity field. Also, I've only got one in so far, but it is Hay Day Tuesdays. Text in if you got hay for sale or if you're looking for hay. And I still am two text messages shy of somebody winning a pair of gloves. 580-225-9697. What's the average days between cuttings of alfalfa? I'll give you a hint, between 20 and 30. How's that? And text in the date, the days, do you think it is, and your name. I got a pair of Great Plains Bank leather gloves to give you. And what? I had to come up with a new rule this week, guys. If you win these prizes like the gloves and the cow whip and the coffee cup and all that other stuff, You need to pick those up within a couple of weeks, all right? After a couple of weeks, we're going to put them back in the pot and let somebody else want them. So anyway, all right, let's take a break. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We are no longer taking 2 to 3 years to get teeth straightened. We have several cases that range anywhere from 3 to 8 months. Fast braces are amazing. It's a patented wire system with advanced brackets that help to move and rotate the teeth at the same time. They are very fast. Traditional braces go through a different series of wires. Fast braces is all one wire. We had a particular patient, and I mean, he was done in 3 months. Mom was ecstatic.
I'm Dr. Jamie Cameron at Southwest Dentistry and Cosmetics in Weatherford, and on Mondays at Liberty Dental in Carnegie. Our website is swdentalok.com, or just Google us.
Southwest Dentistry and Cosmetics, where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry. And I've got to say, it's pretty life-changing for us whenever we see you with your new smile.
You get in the pickup, get on I-40, and head east toward Oklahoma City. By the time you get to the KOA, you have to pull in and go to the bathroom. Then you get back on the road going east. Near Clinton, you feel the urge again. By the time you get to Weatherford, you can't exit fast enough to find the nearest convenience store. Then you're back in the pickup and on the road again. But 10 miles this side of Hinton, you know you'll have to take exit 101 for another pit stop. Are you a two-stop, three-stop, or four-stop guy between here and the city? Guys, it's your prostate. Medicine might take care of it, or you might need surgery, but you can get relief. Urology Associates, Western Oklahoma. Dr. Cole Wooten and urological nurse practitioners Tracy Lane and Aaron Doherty. The office is in Elk City at 522 North Main. On Facebook, search Urology Associates Western Oklahoma. This many bathroom breaks on a road trip is ridiculous.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
The big Black Friday sale is on at the Lipscomb family of dealerships. Get great big limited time discounts right now on new trucks and SUVs. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If you can drive it and it's made in the USA, then we're selling it for less at our 6 Lipscomb dealerships in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Good people and great big deals during our Black Friday sale. Now through the end of the month.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update. Slap out, 57 degrees, dew points 33, humidity's 40%. The winds are out of south-southwest at 22 with wind gusts up to 30. 10-day rain total, 2.41 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil, temperature 48. Sunset at 5:27, breezy, 60 degrees today, 37 tonight, and mostly cloudy tomorrow, and 50 for a high. All right, let's see here. What do we got? All right, I'm going to do my best to read this because, yes, your handwriting sucks. I didn't have any results yesterday to talk about the heifer show here at Elk City, so I have it now. So, yes, his handwriting, mine's worse, but I think I can make out. So if I mispronounce some of these names, It's probably because of the handwriting, or it could be because of my Jimbonics. So let's check it out. At the Heifer Show this weekend, they had a really good show, from my understanding. The Angus champion was Cade Hedricks, I think that's how you say that, of Okarchi. The Charlet was Oates of Arapaho. Charlet Composite was Keller Oates of Arapaho. The Key, my man, down there at Cordell, Denton Cook. And then, let's see here. What is that one? The Horned Heifers, or Herfords. Wyatt McIntyre of Leedy. And then we got Pold Herfords, Maryland. I hope that's right. Maryland Pizza of Mino, Oklahoma. And the Limb Flex, Hagley Harrell, I'm going to go with that, at Visage. I know I didn't say that right, but I promise you, I'm reading some. The main, Hudson Carter of Stratford. And then the maintainer was Grady Carter of Stratford, Oklahoma. Core Smith of Hennessy was the Red Angus. Shorthorn was Annabelle Rose of Arapaho. Got that one. Shorthorn Plus was Bentley. Oh, I hate to say that. B-A-C-D-A-I-N. Anyway, I think Bentley. I know that much. Of Putnam. Sorry. I don't know that I recognize the name. Simmental was Cade Hedricks of Okarchi. And Simmental Percentage was Bentley Lester of Sentinel. Is that right? Lester? Yeah. Bentley? Is that right? Commercial was Sage Hanaran. Oh, something of Okarchi. Anyway, the Supreme overall champion was the Simmental Percentage from Sentinel. So, congratulations. There was 135 heifers at the show at Elk City this weekend and 78 exhibitors. I don't have any results from the one over at Clinton on Sunday. If anybody's got that and they want to send that to me, they're more than welcome to. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet break. When I come back, we're doing our we'll do some hay news, and I got a few piles of hay for sale. How's that? We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty event is back. From now until September 19th, score over 200 daily beauty steals at 50% off in every category. And check Ulta.com daily to get them all before they're gone. Take 50% off bestsellers from brands like Estee Lauder and Supergoop. Plus, say hello to new finds from brands like Dyson and Sol de Janeiro. And Ilia is now at Ulta Beauty in select stores and online. Shop in-store at Ulta.com or try pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply while supplies last.
Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with MaxiGain or Range Max cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling, someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to Farmers and Ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend Farmers and Ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, November 25th. 1,950 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 488 brought 323. 8 at 652 brought 269. 20 at 735 brought 263. 22 at 777 brought 247.50. 27 at 871 brought 244. 53 at 970 brought 232.50. 4 head of heifers at 531 brought 262. 9 at 544 brought 266, 7 at 560 brought 238, 8 at 580 brought 247, 31 at 643 brought 240, 11 at 793 brought 231, butcher cows were 64 to 133, butcher bulls brought 50 to 153, bred cows were 1,000 to 2,400, pairs brought 1,900 to 2,125, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6090.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Hobart, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. 49 degrees, feels like 43. Dew point's 29, humidity's 47. The winds are out of the south at 18. 1.79 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare. Soil temperature 50. Sunset at 5:26. Sunny and 55 today. Partly cloudy tonight, 44. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy and 62 degrees. I had a pretty good little frost at the house this morning. So that's 3-4 mornings in a row I've had a frost. So maybe I won't have to mow next week. All right. Let's see here. Actually, somebody took their text down. So we have one for Heyday Tuesday. Let me find it. There it is. Brown midrib and cowpeas round bales, 5x5, nitrates low, delivery available, $85 a bale, Canadian, Texas, 806-323-3303. Now, that sounds like pretty good hay. Midrib and cowpeas, round bales, 5x5s, low nitrates, delivery available, $85 a bale, Canadian, Texas, 806-323-3003. Here is the quote of the day from a deer hunter, it sounds like. People talk about how crazy bucks are in rut. Some hunters are worse. Gun is loaded, but their head is empty as hell. That's the quote of the day. Anyway, I got a picture from Austin Metter. Congratulations, Austin. Looks like he shot him rehomed him a nice 9-pointer. He's really tall. Got long G2s and G3s. Good job, Austin. I see where your extra money working cattle goes from. Got that fancy binocular case on the front, Vortex case. It's looking pretty good. Hey, speaking of Hobart Farm and Garden, I noticed on a social media post earlier this morning, they have some really nice hunting and non-hunting vests they're selling down there. And there's no telling what they're going to be doing on Black Friday. So that might be a good place to go shopping for Black Friday. Also, Christmas is getting close. Ladies, you want to get your farmer, rancher husband something for Christmas, that's a good place to go. They give out gift cards. They have probably one of the biggest selection in Browning shotguns and rifles in the state of Oklahoma. You can buy, I don't know, get them a $5,000 gift card, and then let them go down there and pick out what they want. Works out, they'll be a lot happier picking out what they really want. So $5,000 gift cards, not out of the question. Also, according to Machinery Pete, there's some really good deals going on new planters. So, you know, you might, I don't know whether, no matter what color it is, get them like a $100,000 or $150,000 gift card to go buy them a new planter. Makes sense to me. I don't know about it is to you guys. So Anyway, here's I do have a winner finally, and I let them know who won the pair of gloves. And there's a variety of correct answers on alfalfa, depending on whether it's Roundup Ready or just regular common alfalfa. But it can be, in my books, it can be anywhere from 24 to 30 days. Some people text in 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 and up. And back in the day, when I was working for K&D Farm and Ranch over there, our goal was try to cut it, no matter what it looked like, at 28 days. I think it's when it gets into day 32, 33, and the blooms are really blooming, and it comes back, start losing some of your protein. And I think at a certain period in alfalfa, I can't remember, somebody told me one day that alfalfa starts getting really bitter, and I don't know what day that is. I think it's going to be week 10 days past its due date, you know, but sometimes you just can't get it cut because of rain, or you're in the middle of harvest of weed or something. It is one of those deals, but 28 days is the most common. Alfalfa Ready is 24 days, and depends on whether you got irrigation or not irrigation. A lot of varieties in there. Speaking of machinery, Pete, timing is everything, he says. According to the equipment pricing trends, machinery Pete is watching. A picture is worth a thousand words, right? Well, feast your eyes on the latest supply and demand chart on used planters for sale at machinerypete.com. It tells you definitely what you already knew. The used planter values are down in 2024. How could they not be with diverging supply and demand lines? Here are some of the two key realities, he says. He looks from this demand chart. You can check him out on agweb.com with this same article I'm talking about here. The supply of used planters was at an all-time low 2 years ago as 2022 turned into early 2023. But notice the steady rising blue supply line over the past years, 2 years into late 2024. Farm equipment dealers today have a more large late model used planters on their lots than they like. Number two, farm buyer demand for used planters fell off the cliff starting June 1st, a much steeper drop than what we expect seasonally. Corn below $4 will do that. The whipsaw has been challenging for farm equipment dealers. It wasn't long ago they had limited quantities of new planters available to sell. Early order programs on planters was one red hot ticket. If you wanted a new planter, you had to scramble to get your name on your dealer's list. It might not be delivered in time to plant, but what are you going to do? By the time summer 2024 rolled around, dealers began to scramble to take excess large late model used planters from their lots out to the auction. I'm quite sure they weren't liking the sales prices they were getting on those large late model used planters at auction, but the alternative was holding on them and paying 8% interest on them. That was a big ouch. The first 9 months of 2024 saw a 576.9% increase in the number of 0 to 3 year old planters sold auction compared to the same time 2 years ago. From someone who has been compiling used equipment values for 35 years, I have to say that was an eye-opener. Not surprisingly, auction prices on late model used planters have softened. A good example is a 2022 King's 4705 36R20 planter with 1,500 acres sold on June 26 in Ann Arbor, Michigan for $233,200. If you flip it back 18 months prior to that December 5th auction in Hamlin, Iowa, the same one sold for a 2021 4705 36R20 with 900 acres on it, sold for $326,000. That's $100,000 difference in 2 years. Timing is everything, he said. This is his key takeaway. It's great to be selling when buyers can't get new and used values at an all-time high, but it's not as fun to be a seller when values are falling and there's an excess of good used equipment available. Watch for dealers to continually to push high volume of large late model used planters out to auction from now into 2025. Of course, if you follow my machine repeat advice for years now, you know the next truth nugget I'll share. When other folks don't feel like buying and are pulling back, it's exactly the best time for you to be an aggressive value buyer. Here we go. There you go. The deal of the century coming on. A couple things real quick before the show's over. Well, never mind. Here it goes. It's too late. I'll catch up with you guys tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Thanks for participating in Hay Day Tuesday, brought to you by the Great Plains Bank. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. God bless everybody.
Caffeine in your cup, keeping you going all day long.
Thanks for making us number one, 96.5 KECO.
This is a Fox News alert. A ceasefire deal moves forward. I'm Lisa Brady.